Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is Jean Spivey. I'm the executive director at Old Settlers Music Festival, coming up Thursday through Sunday, April 16th through the 19th at the Salt Lick Barbecue Pavilion and Camp Ben McCullough. I am thrilled to be here as KUTX's guest DJ, and I'm also honored to be able to tell you all about the music at Old Settlers this year. If you've never been, it is a laid-back, super chill environment. It's family-friendly and fun and easy. And I'm going to start with somebody who I think is really fun. His name is J.D. McPherson, and he has a brand new album out, and this is called Let the Good Times Roll. This is Jean Spivey, and I am a playing artist from Old Settlers Music Festival, which is coming up next week. That was J.D. McPherson and Let the Good Times Roll. The festival is at the Salt Lick Pavilion in Camp Ben McCullough, and you may know us from Old Settlers Park, where we started in 1987. We were a one-day bluegrass festival, but as you can tell from that last artist, we are not bluegrass anymore. But we still love our bluegrass, and it's a good part of what we do. We've just added a few roots and branches and things like that. But coming up next is mandolinist Sam Bush, who is a real festival favorite. And one of the reasons he's such a favorite is he's such a dynamic live performer. You may also know him from Newgrass Revival with Bela Fleck. They were groundbreaking in the bluegrass genre. And right now we're going to hear Sam Bush with Riding That Bluegrass Train.
Riding to
Kentucky on a southbound train. Listen to that banjo driving rhythm through my brain. Just left home this morning, can't say the reason why. I'm a going down to Louisville to see my pony Ryan. To see my pony Ryan. Now I'm riding that bluegrass train. Riding that bluegrass train. If that train's running right, I'll be there tomorrow night. Riding that bluegrass train. Riding that bluegrass train. On a horse that didn't show. Porter, can I pay my way with this old banjo? I've gotta get to Nashville before the sun is gone. Hit me with another shot while I play my lonesome song. Play my lonesome song. Now I'm riding that bluegrass train. Riding that bluegrass train. Better hold what you got or she won't keep your supper hot.
Was Mandolin Wizard Sam Bush with Riding That Bluegrass Train on KUTX. I'm Jean Spivey, and I'll be with you for the next hour playing artists from this year's Old Settlers Music Festival. And the fest started as a one-day bluegrass festival, but we showcase now anything that can loosely be called roots. Americana, folk, classic country, blues, jam grass. But putting music into categories is hard, so I just call it all roots music and say that roots music is anything I say it is this year. It most certainly would be the Mavericks. The Mavericks are our Friday night, April 17th headliner, and they're genre-fusing, genre-defying, not quite sure, judge for yourself. This is All Night Long from the Mavericks' just-released CD, Mono.
Yeah.
That was the Mavericks with All Night Long. I'm Jean Spivey. I'm the executive director of Old Settlers Music Festival, and you're listening to KUTX. They've given the festival fantastic support over the years, and I'm really glad to be here sharing some of the 30-plus artists that are playing our stage next week. Next up is Langhorn Slim. He played the fest in 2011, and last summer I got to see him again at Winnipeg Folk Festival. That's one of the perks of my job, so I get to go to other folk festivals. And anyway, I was reminded of how good he is, so we booked him again. This is Langhorn Slim and the Law Wild Soul.
I'm walking down the streets, car alarms and crack concrete. I need honeysuckle breeze and lore, release my wild soul. Nothing here belongs to us. Someday we'll all be dust. And even if it's dangerous, please Lord, release my wild soul.
That was Langhorn Slim and the Law. I'm Jean Spivey, and I'll be with you this hour playing things from Old Settlers Music Festival. If you'd like to see the playlist, it's at kutx.org, and look under My KUTX. This next artist is Johnny Swim, and it's really Abner Ramirez, who is a classically trained artist, and Donna Summer's daughter, Amanda Sudana. And they are married, and they are coming with their brand new baby, which really works well because Old Settlers is super family friendly. In fact, sometimes you'll see three generations there. For instance, my mother comes. She's 80 years old. She comes from Maryland. My daughter comes. She's 12 years old. Everybody loves it. There's lots of good things for kids to do. And it doesn't hurt that kids 12 and under get in free. Okay, here's Johnny Swim.
Just demons, demons, wishing they were free. so many others. Oh, but you'll know my name when you see that in these ashes I'm stronger still. You'll learn to feel my pain, yeah you will. You take it down, so many others. Oh, but you'll know my name when you see in these ashes I'm stronger still. You'll learn to feel my pain, yeah you will. You'll learn to feel my pain, yeah you will. Yeah you will, yeah you will. We're the fire from the sun. We're the light when the day is done.
That was Diamonds from Johnny Swim. The woman in that group used to sing backup for her mother, Donna Summer. This is Jean Spivey, and I'm from Old Settlers Music Festival. You're listening to My KUTX, and I have the pleasure of playing you some of the artists from the festival that will be at the festival next week. It was easy to pick the next artist, but it was really hard to figure out what song to play. He's got so many great songs, and so many of the songs mean a lot to me. I came to South by Southwest in 1996 and said I was moving 5 days later, and moved 9 months later. I had no job, no debt, and $10,000 in the bank. If that's not an Austin cliche, I don't know what is. Maybe more so, though, if I'd come completely broke. The first CD I ever bought in Texas was Ray Wiley Hubbard's Loco Gringo's Lament. Here's a track from that collection.
Cuban heels, our souls still warm, and we stand here by grace. My trousers are torn, and my jacket is borrowed, and I'm wearing my time behind the eyes in my face. I am not looking for loose diamonds or pretty girls with crosses around their necks. I don't want for roses or water. I'm not looking for God. I'm not looking for sex. I've worn out my welcome in certain small circles, in Spanish bordellos and Confederate states. There is an angel in leathers and kindness, and she whispers my name and she smiles at my fate. I am not looking for loose diamonds or pretty girls with crosses around their necks. I don't want for roses or water. I'm not looking for God. I'm not looking for sex. Are out on the okay. And to the rock and roll gypsies, may the last song that you sing be by Mr. Van Zandt when you're down in old Santa Fe. Now I have a mission and a small code of honor to stand and deliver by whatever measures. And the message I give you is I got from this old poet Rilke. He said our fears are like dragons guarding our most precious treasures. I am not looking for loose diamonds or pretty girls with crosses around their necks. And I don't want for roses or water. I'm not looking for God, and I just want to see what's next.
That was The Messenger by Ray Wiley Hubbard. He'll be at Old Settlers Music Festival Friday, April 17th. One of the cool things about the festival is that artists often come to the campground and jam with the campers. It's a big old pickin' party, and a lot of people bring their instruments. One year, Bill Kreutzmann of the Grateful Dead came to the campground after midnight and jammed with the campers. And even though we don't allow drums after midnight, we did let it slide that night. But other people have been there, too, like Jim Lauderdale and Ronnie and Rob McCurry and members of Leftover Salmon and others. Now, this next artist is no stranger to the campground, but the last time he was in the campground, it was with Yonder Mountain String Band. This is Jeff Austin and Shake Me Up.
Never make me wanna leave. She's got the lightning in her back pocket. It's making me believe. Believe in the fees of a
That was new from the Jeff Austin Band. Jeff was the mandolinist and lead singer of Yonder Mountain String Band until last year. His new band also features Austinite Danny Barnes on banjo. I'm Jean Spivey, and I'm your guest DJ for the hour. If you miss any of the show or want to see my playlist, head to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX. We always try to introduce the audience to bands that they don't know, and Darling Side is one of those. They've got a beautiful, ethereal quality to their music, and their four-part harmonies are incredible. Check it out. This is Darling Side.
Go on, bury me under stone or under sea. Silent pictures keep the fishes company. There is little else for me now, but I will find my way out of the dark someday into a crimson yellow sun. Science fictional, when the morning comes we will walk for light years, watch the nebulas appear. There is little else for me now, oh, but I will find my way out of the dark someday.
That was Darling Side, and it's called The Ancestor. I'm Jean Spivey, and I'm here this hour playing music from Old Settlers Music Festival coming up next week at the Salt Lick Pavilion in Camp Ben McCullough. Next up is what I would consider Austin music royalty. I think Kelly Willis has one of the finest voices in country music, and I think Bruce Robinson is one of the finest songwriters that we have. So much so that I think you could just call them Bruce and Kelly, and people would know who they are. This is Cheater's Game.
I can fake it for a while till I fall apart in style. After all, rock bottom's not too far down. A little heartache, a little pain, a little stick that opens the vein. A dash of salt for the wound that barely makes a sound. I'm not ashamed of being afraid. time you call. I catch you when you fall. I remember every little line on your face.
That was Cheater's Game by Kelly Willis and Bruce Robison. They're playing at Old Settlers Music Festival next week at the Salt Lick Pavilion in Camp Ben McCullough. If you come out, you can also take advantage of a songwriting workshop that Bruce is doing along with Tim O'Brien. You can take ukulele from Jake Shimabukuro and some other great workshops. This next artist I have been listening to since his days in Green on Red when he was a teenager. Now, he's no stranger to Austin as well. He's worked with Kelly Willis and also Alejandro Escovedo. This is Chuck Prophet, countrified, inner-city, technological man. Was Chuck Prophet. He'll be playing at the 28th Annual Old Settlers Music Festival next week. I'm Jean Spivey, and you're listening to KUTX. Texas songwriter extraordinaire Robert Earl Keen grew up listening to and loving bluegrass music. When we heard he was making a bluegrass album, we knew we had to have him at the festival again. I saw him for the first time at South by Southwest in 1996. He was playing the stage that they used to put up by the Driscoll Hotel, and we were actually on our way to another showcase, but I kept saying, oh, one more song. And then by the time you knew it, we'd missed the showcase we were supposed to go through, but we'd seen all of Robert Earl Keen. So here's Robert Earl Keen with Old Home Place.
In the hollow where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise, the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from town. She promised that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. Done to the old home place. Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave my plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Somebody else. The tariffs took all my pay, and now I stand where the old home stood before they hauled it away. Now the geese fly south, the cold wind moans as I stand here, hang my head. I lost my love, I lost my home, and now I wish I was dead. Done to the old home place. Why did they tear down? And why did I leave my plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
That was Robert Earl Keen with a track from his new bluegrass album, The Happy Prisoner. Robert will play both old and new music at the Old Settlers Music Festival Saturday, April 18th. I'm Jean Spivey, and I'm the executive of the festival. One of the things people don't know about us is that we give a lot of money to several music charities in Austin. We give money to Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, Kids in a New Groove, and the Center for Texas Music History. The festival has even started a scholarship fund for students studying music or music management at Texas State University or Austin Community College. Okay, back to the music.
Coming, got to get there before it leaves. It's the last one at the station. Got to make it. Lord, help me, please.
You know this train. Yeah.
Promise if I make it, try.
station. Get your ticket. Come go with me. You know this train.
That was Train by the McCrary sisters. They are the daughters of the late Reverend Samuel McCrary. He was one of the original founders of the legendary gospel quartet, the Fairfield Four. I'm thankful to have them on the lineup. I'm Jean Spivey, and I'm also thankful that KUTX gave me this opportunity to share some of the artists from Old Settlers Music Festival with you. I also want to thank the hundreds of volunteers and also our board of directors, especially Board President Scott Marshall. He does an amazing job. It takes a lot of people to run the festival, and we couldn't do it without them. Every festival develops its own traditions, and over the years, Austin's own Kevin Russell has been closing down the festival on Sunday afternoon with Shiny Ribs. Last year, he fueled an incredible dance party at the campground, complete with conga line. It was a fabulous festival ending. I hope you'll all join us April 16th through 19th at the Salt Lake Pavilion in Camp Ben McCullough. You can go to oldsettlersmusicfest.org for information. Thank you, KUTX. Here's Shiny Ribs.